Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're going to be turning through to 1 Corinthians again and picking up in chapter 3 where we left off last week. But before we turn to the text, as always, let's pray. Father in heaven, we do thank you for your Word, which is rich, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And we do pray that you would indeed pierce our hearts with it today. Help us to behold wondrous things in your Word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1 to 4. But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it, and even now you are not yet ready. For you are still of the flesh. For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh, and behaving only in a human way? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not being merely human? Well, no one likes being called a child. Even children don't like being called a child. I can still remember when our third child started growing up a bit, and she would get offended when her older siblings would say, call her the little one. She would say, I'm not the little one, I'm not little. And she'd sort of puff out her chest and be like, I'm not small anymore. And she'd want to try and justify herself as a big girl, just like everybody else. And, you know, it's true for all of us, isn't it? We don't want to be called children because to be a child is to be immature. To be a child is to be incompetent in a sense. And it just generally doesn't feel great. We want to be thought of as mature and wise. We want to be adults. Well, Paul calls the Corinthians children, doesn't he? He says to them, when I came to you, I couldn't call you spiritual people, but I fed you milk, not solid food. Infants in Christ, he calls them. He's not being derogatory. He's just stating the situation. This is the way it was when I came. When I turned up, you were young in your faith, you were spiritually immature, and so I needed to give you baby food in order to build you up. But the problem for the Corinthians is that they're still there. You see, no one sort of looks down upon a one-year-old child for drinking milk, right? No one looks down upon a one-year-old child for eating baby food. But if the child's still on milk and baby food when they're 10, we would be getting a little bit worried, wouldn't we? We'd be saying there's something wrong with this child, or there's something wrong with the parents. But that's exactly what's going on in the Corinthians. They should be beyond milk, but they're not. Now, what's really interesting about this is as we go through this letter, what we'll see is that this is not what the Corinthians believed. The Corinthians believed that they were spiritually elite. They were the ones who had it. They were the wise. They were the special. They were the powerful. And Paul is seeking to call things as it really is. He's seeking to awaken in them the reality of the situation. Because unless we acknowledge the reality of our situation, we can't do anything to fix it, can we? We can't do anything to address our issues unless we actually state what our problem is. And so the Apostle Paul says to them, you're spiritually immature. And you might say to yourself, well, how does Paul know that? Maybe they could say, how dare you call us spiritually immature? What right do you have to call us spiritually immature? Well, Paul tells them straight away, doesn't he? He says to them, you're spiritually immature, and even now you are not yet ready, that is for solid food, for you are still of the flesh. What is the marker of a spiritually immature person, of a spiritual babe? They are still fleshly. You see, when we first become a Christian, what happens? Well, we're still growing and seeking to understand, and there's lots of stuff in our life still, lots of fleshly things in our life that we need to sort out. So when I first became a Christian, I came from a background of heavy drinking and other abusive tendencies, and so I had to put those things off, but it took me a while to get rid of them. And while I was addressing those big, obvious things, there was a whole bunch of other fleshly stuff in my life and heart that I had to deal with. And so one of the markers of a spiritually immature person is that they have the marks and telltale signs of a fleshly individual. That a person who is mature in the faith is one who has grown in the understanding and in practice of the Christian faith. They are more like Christ than they used to be. They have begun to put fleshly living away and embrace godliness and holiness. We tend to think of a spiritually mature person as someone who knows a lot, right? People who have all the answers, people who are able to speak confidently. We can all think of spiritual gurus of the Christian world who have appeared to be unbelievably spiritually wise, intellectually incredibly brilliant, and yet their lives have eventually come out. And we've seen that they've been adulterers, that they've been drunkards, and that they've driven themselves over to fleshly things. Now, regardless of how intellectually brilliant they were fleshly, and to the degree that they were fleshly, they were spiritually immature. Now, this is a very good reminder for all of us of what we should be striving to put on. First and foremost, we should be seeking godly character. I read a brilliant article by Challies the other day about the necessity of pastors to have godliness and godly character, and that the chief qualifications for a pastor is his character, is not his giftings, teaching ability, and prowess in the ministry. That's a humble reminder for us, isn't it? And that goes for all of us. Our character is far more important than what we do. But what is the specific thing that Paul points to? He says that they don't have godliness, effectively. And he says to them, "For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way?" What is the particular manifestation of fleshliness that is playing out in Corinth? Strife, jealousy, quarreling. Now, this is, I think, a really important word for all of us in today's age, in a time when it is so easy to enter into strife, into jealousy, into quarreling because of the internet. Don't you see it? You hop on maybe Facebook or on Twitter or on one of the many different social media platforms, and what you see is Christians, fellow Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ, and they're arguing and bickering and quarreling in strife over matters of the faith. Now, there's nothing wrong with good debate and discussion around important issues. But there's a big difference between me and you having a dialogue on an issue, like I had with someone on Sunday night, which was very healthy, great, interesting dialogue. But there's a huge difference between that and hopping on Facebook and typing angrily at someone else because they don't believe things the way you do. We must be very aware that we don't fall into a trap of strife in the name of God. You know, we call these people keyboard warriors. Keyboard warriors, if you haven't heard of it before. A keyboard warrior is someone who jumps on their computer and types really fast and angrily about specific topics. And unfortunately, we see this in the church, but we also see this in our gathering as well sometimes, when brothers and sisters get together and they quarrel with one another over issues. And this is exactly what was happening in Corinth. But they were quarreling over something really particular, and the jealousy is expressed in who they followed. And so Paul points to this saying that he already brought up in chapter 1. I follow Paul, I follow Apollos. Are you not being merely human? What's he pointing to? They're bickering over which apostle or preacher they follow. And what Paul is going to unpack, which we'll see in the next few days, is that actually all of these people that you gather yourself around are irrelevant. What really matters is God. You see, the problem with strife and jealousy and quarreling is so often it centers around human beings. It centers around maybe the preacher or a particular theologian or a particular podcast. And today, with all of the conference speakers and everything else, we fall into this trap very quickly. Rather than centering our discussions around God himself and his word and engaging in healthy dialogue and seeking to follow God and not man. And I think this is something we need to be aware of in the sense that the only barometer we have is the word of God. And we need to be very careful that it is the word of God that is setting our agenda and not people, not your pastor, not your preacher, not your favorite conference speaker, but God himself through his word. So let us seek to become spiritually mature, not by following after man, but by following after God as we find it in his word. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this timely reminder, and we do pray that you would help us to put on spiritual maturity by putting off fleshliness and walking in accordance with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me for another day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.